personal development, fantastic quotes to inspire you. Your own personal development is your most important job. Imagine if you could actualize all of your vast potential. Just think how good it would be to have you around. If you really did actualize your entire God-given potential, then you would be a person in very high demand. The act of actualizing your full potential is called personal development. And personal development is mostly about how you use your mind. Every action you ever take, and every word you ever say, is a product of your mind. If your mind is right, the world will seem right. If your mind is wrong, the world will seem wrong. Personal development is about refining your thought process so that your mind conforms to your own ideas of perfection. One way to train the mind is to read the words of other minds. I have assembled here some great quotes. I hope that by reading them you will find something uplifting, informative, and motivational. First up, James Allen. Man's mind may be likened to a garden, which may be intelligently cultivated or allowed to run wild, but whether cultivated or neglected, it must, and will, bring forth. If no useful seeds are put into it, then an abundance of useless wheat seeds will fall therein, and will continue to produce their kind. Just as a gardener cultivates his plot, keeping it free from weeds, and growing the flowers and fruits which he requires, so may a man tend the garden of his mind, weeding out all the wrong, useless, and impure thoughts, and cultivating toward perfection the flowers and fruits of right, useful, and pure thoughts. By pursuing this process, a man sooner or later discovers that he is the master gardener of his soul, the director of his life. He also reveals, within himself, the laws of thought, and understands, with ever-increasing accuracy, how the thought forces and mind elements operate in the shaping of his character, circumstances, and destiny. Next up is Ayn Rand. Man's mind is his basic tool of survival. Life is given to him, survival is not. His body is given to him, its sustenance is not. His mind is given to him, its content is not. To remain alive, you must act, and before you can act, you must know the nature and purpose of your action. You cannot obtain your food without knowledge of food, and of the way to obtain it. You cannot dig a ditch without knowledge of your aim, and of the means to achieve it. To remain alive, you must think. But to think is an act of choice. Reason does not work automatically. Thinking is not a mechanical process. The connections of logic are not made by instinct. The function of your stomach, lungs, or heart is automatic. The function of your mind is not. In any hour and issue of your life, you are free to think or to evade that effort. But you are not free to escape from your nature, from the fact that reason is your means of survival. So that for you, who are a human being, the question to be or not to be is the question to think or not to think. Next up, Muhammad Ali. Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small men who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Impossible is not a fact. It's an opinion. Impossible is not a declaration. It's a dare. Impossible is potential. Impossible is temporary. Impossible is nothing. Winston Churchill. Never given, never, 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 in nothing great or small, large or petty, never given except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force, never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy. Finally, may I quote myself? Here is a quote from an earlier blog. Remember that you are not paid according to the amount of work you do. Rather, you are paid according to the value, the importance, of the decisions that your organization will entrust you to make. If they will entrust you with the big money decisions, then you are paid the big money. If they will not entrust you with the big money decisions, then you are not paid very much. If you make the heavyweight decisions, then you are paid the heavyweight salary. If you make the lightweight decisions, then you are paid the lightweight salary. So, in order to progress in your work, it is not necessary nor even desirable to try to do that by working harder and longer. It is very necessary for you to improve your capacity to make brilliant decisions. Do all you can to improve your ability to make brilliant decisions by a logical evaluation of all the available evidence. Thank you.